Welcome to the Manifesting Clarity Podcast, the show that empowers you to unlock your full potential and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Jen Roth, and I am beyond grateful to be here with you today. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Manifesting Clarity Podcast. We are thrilled to be here with you today. I'm so excited to have another Clarity sister in the field with me. And I feel so deeply connected to you through that and the impact that you're making in the world. It has been such a joy just to bring everyone maybe time travel with us for a little bit. I received a pillow that says, I'm pretty positive today is the first day of the rest of your life. And it's one of my absolute favorite sayings and beliefs and resets, being an entrepreneur, being a woman in the world, constantly up-leveling and desiring to be the best version of myself. And it said Amani Collective on there, and that came from a local group here in Colorado called Camp Experience. And there's always gifts and amazing women networking and lifting one another up. And there's nothing like that for me in the world. And getting to do that through the podcast is such a gift, even though we don't get to connect right with you. We know we're coming through in your ears and your hearts and your souls and spirits. So the exciting piece for me today is that the founder of the Amani Collective, which is the tag on that pillow, is with me today, Jenny Nucio. And you have created a remarkable company called the Amani Collective. You are up to so many other things while raising three babies and having a powerful partnership and strong belief in faith and bringing women around the world together with ethically made goods for modern moms. And I love, love, love all of your desire for education, everything else. We met through the founder of Clarity and through your passion of Clarity and you going through the faculty training, which was really super exciting to get to have you from partway across the world. So Jenny, would you mind introducing yourself? Who are you? What are you up to in the world? There's so many things we could speak for days, but I'm going to hand it over to you and just thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a joy to be here. It's really fun to hear people try to introduce all the things because I'm always like, yeah, it's a lot, but it's so aligned. And we were just talking about this the other day, just like the beauty of life and things that you're excited about and passionate about. And it might look like a lot to others, but it's like so in alignment with my soul, from education to empowerment to just seeing dignified work be created across sectors. So yeah, but I'll share a little bit about me. My name is Jenny Nucio. I was born and raised in Texas and thought I would never leave there, like literally. So that's a really important part of my story because I think just the expansive nature of it. And I'm coined as the wild one in my family. And I recently wrote a book called Let It Be Wild, which is my story of building Amani Collective, which is a global social enterprise. And I'll touch on that in a minute. But that wild part was always like a negative part in my life because I just felt so different from my family. And I just felt like it wasn't appreciated and it wasn't understood. And then I realized that being misunderstood was like my biggest superpower. And I realized that being wild was wild to them because I was so innately grounded in knowing who I was. And I love telling other people that, not telling, but like coaching other people through that of like, how do you find your wild of like what you were created to do on this earth? So that alone is like what I'm really passionate about, is igniting that wild back in people's life, because this world will just like crush us day after day. And the reality is we're all meant to shine really, really bright and in our own unique way. So it's my little plug there to encourage you as we start. But yeah, I'm really known for being the founder and CEO of Imani Collective. That is my biggest hat, I would say, that I wear. My bigger hat is being a mama of three and wife, and that's kind of my priority of that. But into society and I guess the world, they know me for being the founder of Imani Collective. And we started as a simple nonprofit in 2013 with 16 women. And it just started with this idea of creating opportunity through skills training. I had gone to Kenya in 2009 on a missions trip. And then I told God after that, I will never go back to Kenya. And he had a big laugh and he said, "Watch me." And not because I didn't love Kenya, because I loved the culture, I loved the people, and I just didn't understand why my feet were placed there and what my purpose was. And when my feet are in a place, I want to make sure that's intentional. And what is my purpose, and how can I be part of the community and immersed in it in a way that's going to be uplifting together? So, I know, Jen, you know me enough where it's like I always say we're not better together, we are our best. So I truly believe in community and collaboration, and I want to make sure that I'm never siloed, but if I'm somewhere that it's intentional. And I didn't know what that intention was in 09, and God made it very clear over the years. So went back a year after year. So he was pulling on my heart every year of like, okay, I know I need to be there. And every time I placed my feet in Kenya, it's just this peace resonated in my body. It was like it was just an experience that I never got anywhere else. And that's when I really started, like when I look back, started paying attention to how my body was reacting to actual like physical places. Like, whoa, like there's so much chaos actually happening around me in Kenya, because Kenya is chaotic. People who I drive around, they're like, "How do you drive in this place?" You know, it's like chaos. But there was a peace. There was a peace always in my soul, and I had to recognize that. And it took me a bit to actually acknowledge that that's where I needed to be, because God had a great plan for me and set up an amazing life in the States, and I loved every bit of it. So some people who live overseas specifically and do international work or missions or develop, you know, businesses, know from a young age, like that's where I'm going to be. But like I started, like I grew up in Texas. I thought I was going to be Texas homebody, marry cowboy. I don't know, something like that, stay here. And that wasn't the case. And but he did set up a life for me that I loved, and it was quite a sacrifice to say no to that, and to know and to follow and trust the process of like knowing that peace. So I say all of that because sometimes there's so much discomfort. We talk a lot about this in clarity. Of like that being uncomfortable and being frustrated and this being afraid. I mean, there's just like that whole gray line on the attention clarity point guide was like me. Like I was frustrated with God. I was frustrated with the process. And at the same time, I loved that feeling and knew there was something there, but I was so confused and I was very uncomfortable in it. But I still did that. So I moved, started Imani Collective. And the reason we started, kind of in the nutshell version of this, is I was working with a nonprofit and I was getting the children's profiles to build their sponsorship profiles for this organization. And I'd walk miles home with these kids and I would sit with these women, these single widow disadvantaged women homes. And that was the similarity. That was the theme of the kids struggling the most, is they were coming from these single widow disadvantaged women homes. And I sat there and I was like, well, this is interesting because these kids are getting sent home every month. And this cycle will never break if the mother actually doesn't know like the importance of education, if the mother actually isn't confident in herself either. You know, like there's so, like, what about the mom? What about the woman? Because the woman can actually have a ripple into the community. So I kind of brought that back to the organization. They're like, well, that's not necessarily our problem. They saw it, but they were very focused in on what they were doing, which I appreciate because you can't do everything. So I understood they're like, we're going to build this school and we have this medical clinic and we're going to do this. But at the end of the day, I was like, you're always going to struggle with getting these kids past grade eight if you don't go to the core of the issue right here of like building up the confidence of these women in this village. And those women became my best friends over the years. And so it really, Imani was grounded in beautiful relationships. And when I moved into the village with them. So it was a little different than other people who potentially move overseas. They're on a compound, or you know, they're separated from their work. They go do their work and then they come home. You know, I don't know if anyone's familiar with the expat community or overseas, but it's very much separated, segmented. And I wanted it to be different, not for the sake of saying, oh, look at me, I can rough it. It wasn't that. It was for the sake of the women that were that are my friends, for them understanding I'm no better than them. So I moved into the village and was immersed every day with them. And I taught them to sew, and they taught me how to cook over an open fire. They taught me how to wash my clothes. They helped me carry my water to my house because I was looked pathetic, wheelbarrowing water across the village. And they helped me with all the things. They helped me more than I probably, ever helped them. But if I fast forward now, that's where we started in this really beautiful, beautiful way. And so when people look at our culture of who we are and they're like, oh my gosh, this culture is so contagious. And I believe the culture starts with the leader. But at that time, I didn't even know what was happening. I was just doing where my heart was leading. And we've created a beautiful culture of family and trust and rapport and all of that because it started in those moments. And I want you guys to know I've now lived 14 years in Kenya. So that Kenya is home. So I'm planted there. And it's a big part of who I am. I'm a bit more Kenyan than I am American in a lot of different ways. And I started this journey when I was 18. So that I want you to also have that perspective of like, it has shaped the trajectory of my life, and I wouldn't have it anyway. That culture is beautiful, and it's made me, who I am today. So, that was long-winded, Jen, but we are now really like we have a great, great business. We went from 16 women. We have over 120 artisans, 3 locations. We're a global social enterprise. All of that happened in between growing this. But I love telling that core story because, it's really what's made me who I am today.
Yeah, while having 3 babies and a powerful
Yes.
partnership and leading and creating dynamic relationships and deep relationships with women, and getting your PhD and writing a book. It's
Yes.
so
Yeah.
fun. Your photo in Clarity, I feel like is really a super fun one of. Some of the listeners know we take a before and after image of our lights on interviews so that we can tap in with and recognize our own bodies and in what we're telling ourselves. So bring us through your lights on journey of where were you in some of this discomfort and confusion? And I love that you bring that into the field as well, as I feel like it's a thread that we may be way further along in our entrepreneurial journey and our motherhood journey and our journey as being sisters on this planet, and still have this massive discomfort and frustration at times, right? And so it's learning how to ride that wave while we're doing the things that are pulling our hearts forward. So will you walk us through your lights on journey?
So when I met Kathy, I one was at Camp Experience. I was actually talking at Camp Experience. And the fact that you talk about that pillow, it's so funny because that seems so distant because we make custom work for people. So I'm like, what? We made that pillow? But I remember it. This is a long time ago. But yeah, we love making custom work and making people's, I don't know, visions come alive and being able to do gifting like that. But I remember speaking. And I also remember feeling very unqualified. Like, why did they ask me to be on the stage? Because I just felt like I hadn't made it per se. Now retrospect, like looking back, like there's no like making it, right? We're all becoming, we're all in process, we're all evolving. But this was in 2018, and I have 3 kids now, but I had 2 kids, a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old. I think Sophie was 4 or 5 months. And I was speaking, and I had Sophie like in a little cot in the back, like just praying she wouldn't wake up, like sleeping while I was like on the stage speaking. But I met Kathy there, and I remember just like I was telling her the other day, just like her grounded presence, right? Like obviously her energy was so solid, and I just it's that law, like law of attraction. I was just like, I need to know who she is. And I had heard of her like through other women in this network. And at that time, I felt really lost. So obviously there, I baby hormones postpartum. There was a lot of things in my postpartum journey that I never as recognized until my third, actually. And so with my second, I had a lot of postpartum anxiety that I just didn't recognize as that. I just thought I was very anxious and crazy, but there was, all of that kind of going on. And we were also, my family loves to do this every couple of years, come back to the States and be on the road. And so we were on the road and had been to many, many states. And in fact, to give you an idea, my sweet little girl, at her 6 months, she had been to 42 states. So that gives you an idea of how we were traveling. So she lived her first 6 months in a car seat, basically. So we were on the road. There was a lot going on. And I just remember every day being waking up exhausted, but not an exhaustion because of having a newborn, just like an exhaustion of like not feeling fulfilled, being overwhelmed. I felt like I had no clarity on what's next. And I'm a very high noticing person. That is my line. I'm high noticing. I can vision for years. My team has to ground me many times. And I just like couldn't even see what the next day would hold. And it was really daunting as a leader because at this point in Kenya, I had about 80 people, 60 to 80 people that I was caring for. And so I had that weight too of like livelihoods. At Imani Collective, we provide consistent monthly wages no matter our sales. That's a really important thing to note. And that was something that I was like always adamant about. But when you are lacking in sales or potentially lacking donations, we're a hybrid model, that's hard to do as well. So I know there was probably in that time a lot of stress going on in that and just making sure every month we were okay. And then I was in my doctorate, which is like a whole nother thing. So I've been about a year and a half into my PhD and working on that, and it was a lot. And so met Kathy and just was like, I have to know everything you do. And the next week after, I think actually it was like 3 days after that camp, I was in her office, like when she had, clarity and in Denver, and we went through the process. And I love my picture because I use it all the time. And it is wild to like see yourself and to be like the first thing that my picture, I would say this was only, I only worked for there 2 days. And Sophie was with me, I was still breastfeeding, all that. I like literally look like I lost 20 pounds. Like I'm like looking at my, I'm like, this looks like this is like a year, like so different. But also, I just love looking at it and seeing my posture, seeing the alignment, seeing my eyes more open, like literally the aura, right? The light is just so cool to see it in yourself. And that was only the beginning. So, something that I'm guilty of is from 2018, I didn't necessarily effectively use the tools. I knew it. I set up a bridge plan, which I still have my bridge plan. It's laminated. And as I was talking to Kathy, we've done a really cool series that's coming out in July for the Moxie podcast with Jen's on it, Kathy's on it, Shelly's on it. So Clarity Coaches are on it. I'm so excited about it. And so when I was in my interview with Kathy with her the other day, I was talking about this and I said, this is kind of like a full circle moment for me. Cause in 2018 on my bridge plan, I had put in kind of in the cloud space, like I want to use my voice more. I want to be on stages. I want to start a podcast. I want to do all that. And that following year in 2019, I had started Moxie. And it was like such a full circle because I'm like,
I
this is
have
5 years.
chills everywhere. That's so
I
fun.
know. It's so cool. So cool. It gives me goosebumps because I'm like, and it brought me to tears actually, because it was like I realized it in the moment of like interviewing her. Oh gosh. And it was like, wow, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was like so lost in the sense I couldn't see ahead. And then now you look at today and it's like 5 years doing Moxie, full circle moment, have Clarity Coaches on the faculty using these tools effectively, started using these tools effectively after my third child in 2020. And it allowed me to lead better. It allowed me to put language around how I taught my whole team. I have 22 amazing leaders in Kenya. They've all gone through the shift method. Like, and we use this language and we have this on our wall and we walk through it every day, and it's just changed the organizational structure of how we move and how we care for each other and how we love one another. But yeah, and then it's been really cool. Just got International Entrepreneur of the Year for this year. That was just like last week, and just really beautiful things have come to fruition. But it's not overnight, right? It's a lot of work and consistent work. And it, I still hit that line often, right? Of discomfort and frustration, but to not stay there and to know like, okay, I can move past this, and we're gonna do this together. And so Yeah, I just remember it was such a hard 2018 was specifically a really hard year, not just in all that I had going on, but I just felt really foggy, which was new for me. And it was just a divine moment to be introduced to such powerful tools and to see it physically in that 2 day, like that picture is so, that's such a powerful picture. Hope you're using it as a case study.
We do pop it in for some of the shifts. We need to make it a consistent case study. Yeah, there's nothing like realizing that your dreams are coming true, and they might not be fully how you envision them when we set out, right? We can, as visionaries, so quickly jump into that cloud and pop as many things in there as possible. And it's fun to see which ones sprout and come to life, and when they do. And when you're in that moment, I can remember being with Kathy in a training for some optometrists a couple months ago, and like, oh my gosh, I'm standing at the front of the room. It's like the metacognition starts to happen, right, in our brain and our frontal lobe. And all of a sudden, we're becoming the observer of our actions and seeing ourselves from a different perspective. And to anchor in and dive deep into that appreciation cellularly in our body in those moments. This is something we dreamt about, something then we keep thinking about, we keep working towards, we keep implementing or pivoting on that daily moment. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's happening.
Yeah,
Yes.
one of the even experiences, I'm so glad I laminated this one because this is so good. One of even the things that I put on there was VR experiences for people that can't come to Kenya or don't maybe like are scared of travel, because being on the ground in our workshop, being in the laughter of our women, sharing chai with them is such a powerful moment, and not everybody can do that. In fact, like my dad has told me he will never go. And I had to work through that and grieve through that because I'm like, he'll never see like what I do, you know? And but I've been talking this year with some kind of technicians and other people of putting together this experience. Now, granted, I had put this on that guide like in 2018, and now we're having these conversations of like, what does it look like to bring an experience to your living room? You put on those VR, you know, Oculus goggles, and you're there and you're looking around and you're in the workshop and you feel it and you know it and you see it. Like that not only is like transformative for them and that, but it's also like such a great way for us to like show you what dignified, beautiful work looks like and for you to be a part of it if you want to, whether that's donation, whether that's purchasing and whatnot. Because the reality of being and seeing like our weavers, like our top seller in Kenya, we don't sell this in the States because it actually is an bestseller, because I don't think people get to see the process, but our top seller in Kenya is our Kikoi blankets. Like we cannot keep them on the shelf because people can see the process. They see that it's 1200 threads hand threaded through the loom back and forth, and it's a beautiful art form, and they get to see our artisans make it. And then of course they're like, I'm gonna go buy that because I'm always gonna remember this experience. So it's like, how can we, you know, bring that to life? And so even that, I just know, I'm like, that was on my cloud. That was there. That was an idea. And it's now, you know, coming. So I think that's what I've learned too in this process. Like I always was impatient with myself of like, this has to happen tomorrow. Like this has to happen right away. But things happen in the best and most perfect timing. And we can look back and see God's faithfulness in that too, of like, I can look and see, oh, if this would have happened then, that wasn't exactly what was needed then, you know? And so also just seeing that journey is really cool. So I have all like my different bridge plans and it's fun. But that one specifically is laminated, my first ever one. And it's really special.
Oh, that's so fun. I have my original sitting right here too, and I keep it out on purpose to remind myself how far I've come, because there's so many days that I'm like, oh, I'm not accomplishing what it is that I'm looking for. And one of them, in this excitement for you, so I'm so stoked to be able to cheer with you when that happens, and yeah, celebrate with you. You were a key piece in the clarity journey. Ever since I met Kathy, I have this vision in my mind. I was doing a fair amount of Tony Robbins trainings at the time, and he would talk about him and Jim Rohn, and that's all I could see was like, oh, I feel like I'm Tony which is hysterical, to Jim Rohn, right? And how do we get Kathy's materials out into the world and make this a bigger wave and splash? And so I've been working side by side with her to work on legacy and what does that look like? And you came into the field in a similar energy as to I, as like, okay, yes, I learn about a training. I have the capacity to do it and time on my calendar. I'm in. It happens tomorrow. Great. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. I signed up
And
like very like the day before. I was like, I'm supposed to be there. I'm doing this now.
yeah, and Kathy is very, very much a planner. She's very proactive, which I absolutely love and respect and honor. And that is a working system for sure. And so the two of us work really well together because in a moment like that, she's like, I don't know what we're going to do. How are we going to get the materials? You were in Kenya, I think. And it was fantastic because we had our first global international training, which I've been visioning and dreaming about for so long, holding space. And I'm love Kathy to death. And I'm not sure that she understood that Zoom really like fully was existing and we were all meeting and doing things internationally previously to the pandemic that happened in the world. But for her to be able to step into that effortlessly and the businesses of the world to be able to change for all ages, didn't matter. Interactions could keep happening and that is all happening. I'm so excited about your vision to bring Kenya to the world. Because yeah, there are some people that don't have that same desire and passion, right? But they're super intrigued and love learning, and the History and
Well, and
Discovery
I
Channel work really well for them.
And I feel like it's been so interesting because I've utilized this material. I mean, obviously in my own life, but across the platforms that I work in. And so it's like my Kenya team knows, my stateside team has been through the training, and that's just an Imani Collective. I taught the whole doctoral program last year at the university I teach at. Like, bringing it into different places has been such a joy. I just did a virtual training last month, in utilizing it in a different way. And what we're talking about, how do we change it up to make, to make it accessible and whatnot? And just seeing the people that joined the room was like, I mean, people that I've met from all over, but it's been really cool to just be like, okay, I feel like that this time is energetically right to put this out, and I'm going to do it in this way. And it's been really fun to do it. And in fact, I just ran a conscious collab weekend. It was my second annual, so I run these like collaborative events, and I always bring elements of shift into it. And on our first annual, I taught it. That was the first time I ever taught it. So I literally finished the training because I'm all about like, hey, I'm signing up the last day. I finished the training, and then the next week, do you remember? I remember we were planning it all out. We're like, okay, so when are you guys going to use it? And I already was like, I'm using Conscious Collab next weekend, and then I'm going to this, and then I'm doing that. I like had like five things, but I was like already ready to implement, and it was just so great. So like even the following week, I was already like putting it in practice, and seeing people light up of like, why have I never known this like in my life? And so it was so cool. So for a good year and a half now, I've been at least like teaching it and putting it into practice. I mean, utilizing it for a good 6 years, but yeah, it's been fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah, and there's nothing like being able to infuse it cellularly and understand it that way, as well as with your teams. I was talking with a salesperson this morning who's doing some training, and he's like, I want to be in the trenches with my team. Like, I want to be doing and actively calling and doing exactly what it is that they're doing, not every day, but a good amount of the time, so that they're building that rapport and that relationship. And using it in building the tea company has been a game changer. For everyone to understand their own energy, know what they're walking in with, and or maybe not recognize that they're coming in a lower vibration or lights out or knocking other people's lights out or just cranky. I was on a coaching call with a client earlier today. She's like, I'm cranky. It was like, oh, well, if you pay attention to what's happened leading up to today and right now, then no wonder you're cranky and we're in the rough part of the river. There's nothing like no make wrong in that, right? We get to refocus and reshift. And when we get to do that in a team dynamic, it builds such strength from the inside out.
Yeah, and I want to acknowledge that. I love the life as a river in that river analogy, because when in my bridge plans, like always in my eddies are like doubt, fear, but doubt, like doubt is a big one for me, habituation. And to acknowledge that, because, and I see it, like the enemy uses it all the time. It will be like, I'm gonna do this. And then my voice will be like, I don't know if I can do this. And then of course, then, you know, another voice comes in and is like, you're not good enough to do that, and all that doubt or whatnot. And it has been really cool, even in the last couple years, to see that, like, it still will creep up, but to like know how to shut it down really quickly and like to push past that. Because for the longest time, I was like, am I credible enough to be in this room? Like, am I credible enough to be on this stage? And next week, even as we're recording this next week, so we'll already be out. I'm part of this. It's called Fearless Fire with my friend Eduardo. He runs Fearless Communications, and going to be on a showcase and put together basically a TED talk and be on a stage for and put together a message in 12 minutes. And I'm going in with open hands of like, okay, I have messages to share and I'm going to be part of this experience. So again, on my first bridge plan was like, I have a voice to be shared and like I got things to say and to see the journey, and to put yourself in rooms like when you still have that, but you don't necessarily feel ready to like to still show up for it. Like, there's a couple of things that I'm doing this year, like where I've gotten a lot of impact investment in the past for Amani Collective, and I'm grateful for those partnerships and what it's taught me. And now to flip it and to be at the table and be investing. We just acquired a small jewelry brand, and in July, I will be at an event to invest in other impact-driven businesses. And so I feel like, again, in the eddy, I'm like, ooh, this is a little early. And at the same time, I'm like, nope, I'm gonna show up because I deserve to be at the table, and I'm there, and I'm capable, and it's gonna be good. So yeah, just continuing to push myself into spaces and rub shoulders with the people that I know I deserve to be by, you know? So.
It's really fun to hear you talk about the shaky fearfulness, right? Or the discomfort in the wild aspect of who we are, getting on a stage and doing that for the first time, and imposter syndrome as we build businesses is wild, as I'm sure it
Right.
is somewhat in motherhood and parenting too. Like, we're constantly learning, we're constantly growing, and when we're able to do that, it becomes sweeter and sweeter, and we get stronger and stronger.
I'll add this. When I was doing shift with a group virtually a couple months ago, the first thing that this woman asked was like, is there tools for kids? And I'm like, this is the tool for your kids. Start using the language, because she's like, I have an 11-year-old son. Like, we need to be having these conversations. And that's been the beauty too of like having the language to pass on to my kids. I never had that language, you know? And so I'm like, it's a generational effect that we're doing, and how we are the examples for that. And not just the examples, but then also, you know, regurgitating that into their life and walking them through those conversations and how to process. My middle has a lot of anxiety and fear. Like, she's my most anxious. And to work with her even in breathing practices, like, I never had that. It was like, go to your room, figure it out. Like, and I have moments where I'm like, go to your room, figure it out. And then I'm like, oh shoot, I need to go breathe. Like, I need to walk, you know? So I think even that is just so powerful. Like, you know, once we know and we're on our own journey, like, yeah, I'm so excited for my kids, like, to see the change makers they will continue to be.
Yeah, it's so powerful. It's going to be fun to create a choice point guide with kids' language, I feel like, too, a little bit more, that they can begin to digest. And there's nothing better than getting to use the tool ourselves first by observing others' performances. And even if the words don't resonate, you can choose something so much closer. Then I'm getting to use it with my parents as well, which I'm having a blast with. And I held on to pretty tightly for a little while of like, I don't know if I really want to share this with them because I'm building strength and resilience in my near field. And it helps to navigate and be able to use those with them. So I feel like it's multi-generational and in many different directions, which is so helpful. Something that I want to make sure that we're going to link to in the show notes is the bridge plans and vision maps that we've been talking about. And Jenny, you've brought into the field so many times. So if you have a desire to play with that, we'll have that in the link that you can download and use your own, as well as if you don't want to do that or you're driving or just listening to this, start with your assets in the bottom left-hand corner of a piece of paper. Draw basically a ladder to a cloud in the top right-hand corner. Put what your vision is in the right-hand corner, and then action steps to make those come true in your assets in the bottom left-hand corner. And before
Yeah.
you know it,
If
it's
you
there.
are driving, I encourage you to like listen to what she's saying. Go back and click that link, and find it and make time. I think even if it's like, I don't even know how to handle this bridge plan, well then get a hold of Jen because I think it's like it is a game changer when you can make those steps. It really, really is. And if you're in that space, I would encourage you to do that.
Jenny, how can people find you, and what do you have as far as offerings that people can dive in and jump in the river for learning and expanding who they are?
Yeah. Well, we would be here for like 30 minutes if I told you everything that I can offer. I'm just just kidding. But you can find me at jennynuccio.com. Also, if you go to Imani Collective, Imani Collective.com, it will show you we're now a holding company of multiple brands. We did a massive restructuring last year, which I'm really proud of. And so you can see all those brands and click into the different elements there. Most of them are product-based, some are service-based. We have a talent agency where we do custom web development, graphic design, all of that, where we employ East African creatives. It's really fun. So there's a lot of other things. Amani Kids is our leading e-commerce brand that makes those cool pillows, but we do a lot of like affirmation banners and hang signs and interactive play. So go to amanicollective.com and you can explore all the different brands. But jennynuccio.com is where my brand is housed. And basically it's weird when you start to brand yourself. You're like, what is this? You know, what is this? But I'm just Jenny, mainly known as a social entrepreneur that loves to do good in this world. And I do a lot of strategic coaching. So I have strategic co coaching consulting. I work with a lot of businesses where, yeah, what is their strategy? And most are some, you know, most are product-based businesses internationally, trying to really streamline their operations or production and shipping and all those crazy logistics. A lot of it and understanding the culture at play because there's a lot of cross-cultural stuff happening. So I love working in that space. But something that is near and dear to my heart, in 2021, we launched the School of Ethical Impact. We trademarked Ethical Impact Leadership. It's something that I love to talk about. We built the framework, 5 P's of sustainability. I'm not going to get into all of that, but we ran a cohort. So we worked with over 30 like individuals, whether they were in it 3 to 5 years, whether they were like professionals wanting to do good in their business, whether they were just startups who wanted to really understand what does it mean to run an ethical impact business, or to be that. And the amount of beautiful stories that have come out of the school is awesome to see. Like ethical impact HR companies and marketing agencies and artisan brands too. Like it's just been really cool to see it globally. So that happened. I took a break and now we are relaunching that. So we are running a cohort again this year, starting in May, for 6 months with all of that material. It's a 12-module course. I don't like to call it a course. It's like almost like an MBA on steroids a little bit. Because it's fast. We go from what is your mission all the way, you know, to how are you community building and all those logistics in between, from financial literacy to operations and all that stuff that I talked about. So if that resonates, please reach out. We keep it a very small group. So kind of first come, first serve. And it's like one-on-one. And we're just talking it out as a group. So I love collaboration and the idea of learning together. So yeah. Those are probably the two, that strategic coaching. You can always sign up for a connection call if you're just like, man, I just want to know who you are. I have a connection call link on my website. It's like a 15-minute free little connection call to like see how I can best serve you and help you or connect you. I totally believe in the power of referrals and advocating for that. So if you're like, I just need to know this person, sign up on that link and I would like love to connect to you guys. And I'm the queen of voice notes. Find me at Jenny Nuccio on Instagram and I'll voice note you and send you a really fun, not so good song. I'll make up a song for you. Yeah, I'm pretty goofy in that way. But that's all the things. I try to keep it short, Jen. There you go.
Well, have the best time on your trip and loving your babies and exploring. Where all are you headed? 62 more
Everywhere.
states?
Everywhere, I feel like. Yeah, we're heading up to Denver and going west first, all the way to Washington, across towards West Virginia, and then back down to Texas. So a big, big loop. We're hitting about 24 states, in the process. Yeah. but it will be fun. We have an awesome RV. I've been getting it ready, kind of nesting it in and getting it ready for the road. Lots of fake plants and, the vibes, my boho vibes inside that RV. So it's pretty good. I invite you guys in for tea.
I love it. I love it. Oh, thank you for your time. Thank you for the work you're doing in the world, your heart and the vibration on that you're sharing everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening. It is so fun to be here with you. We are rooting for you. We are cheering for you. We love you. Until next week. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. One of the most generous things you could do at this moment is head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and rate and review this podcast if it touched your heart or helped you in some way. All of us here are wishing you a phenomenal day filled with love, abundance, and infinite possibilities. Until next time.